Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars Gamerdoodle. I play video games, if that's your thing. So welcome back to another episode. Today we are going to be talking about a popular game right now. Okay, so this is because it just recently was cross-platformed over to the Switch. I finally get to play it. But it's been out for over a year. So in a while, I'll be talking about this currently famous or popular game on the Nintendo Switch and all the other platforms where it is available. So stay tuned in a while. Okay, so you know that I'm big with multiplayer games, okay? Not the ones with first player shooting, that's not my thing, but getting to play with others rather than just your lonely self on the game. So our episode today will focus on, drum roll please, our game for today is Fall Guys. So Fall Guys has been out for around 2 years already. So it was released in August 2020. So for, you know, general introduction, it was developed by Mediatonic, prior to being finally available on the Switch, it has been available on the PC. But thanks to their cross-platforming program, they are now available on the Switch, PS, the PlayStation, Xbox, and of course, they have their own downloadable program on the PC. So I've been wanting to play this game ever since my friend streamed it on his streaming platform, streaming site, and I love how simple it is. And it's just something to break the into your monotonous day, so to speak. It's very quick games, as we call it. So you don't need to spend a whole lot of hours in it because the games are very easy to understand and very straightforward. So Fall Guys, as the name implies, is basically you playing against other people in random party-style games wherein you just avoid falling off or getting eliminated from the game for whatever reason. So you play a jellybean-looking character and you go through randomized stages wherein you either race, be the last one standing, avoid this and that. Basically, you have to win. Okay, and then of course, since it's an online game, of course you want to level up and you want to show off that you've been leveling up. So you need to show off by maybe your attire. So you can buy these in the store. Of course, you can pay using real money, or of course, the more you play, the more experience points you get, and of course, that can be converted into some sort of tokens or credits you can use to buy items. So right now, I'm just a teeny weeny level 14, and in the number of games I've been playing, chances are I will get past stage one, which is more often than not a race, but after that, it's a 50-50 chance of me getting eliminated. Now, oftentimes, I just let it play in the background, or I let I watch it. So you have what they call spectator mode. So even if you get eliminated, you can continue watching the rest of the game with the players that have survived. Or you can, of course, exit and proceed to your next game. But the lobby music, it's some techno-funky kind of music. The composer is Giucio Calilio, according to the site. And of course, before I forget, published by Epic Games and Devolver Digital. So since it's free to download. Okay, so according to the website, it's free to play. So you can basically get it on any of the consoles that are available. And of course, the PC. So if you just want a quick quick game to play, and it's really a no-brainer. Directional button, B for jump, XR for if you want to be a scoundrel and you want to pull the players back, you can do that too. A or Y, whichever, for duck, and it's just a whole lot of laps, really. Okay, and then after that, move on. Okay, so Fall Guys is you'll need an account, so they'll ask you to open up an Epic Games account in order to use to access the game. But everything is free. I have yet to pay anything for this game. So if you're into some no-nonsense battle royale kind of game, which does not require any guns or anything sort of violence. The only thing violent about this is you fall and you drop, but of course you can respawn for as long as the game is still in progress. So Fall Guys is available on, of course, my go-to console, the Switch. And it's nice because whenever you see the list of players there, on top of their names, you can see from what device they're playing from. And during the first day that I played it, most of the players were on the PC, but now I think most of the players I play along with are using consoles, weirdly enough. But that's how games go. So yeah, it will really depend on the number of people online at the same time. Yesterday, I think it's my internet, I glitched. Nobody was playing at 10 in the evening, my time. It was taking so long for them to enter, but I blame my internet. But for now, I got to play one game, and that's good enough for me for today. Tomorrow's another day. Okay, so that is our very quick review of Fall Guys. So if you have time, very fun game. Of course, you will need internet for this game. This is not an offline game. It really relies on massive multiplayer concept. Okay, without the other players, it's not fun running on your own in an obstacle course. Okay, so if you're up to play, go ahead and enjoy Fall Guys, available on most platforms. Okay, thanks so much for listening. This is Mars Camera Doodle. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.